See, now the plant said, well, what must I do then? I don't want them to die, perish there. He said, well, the thing for you to do, Brother Branham, he says, one little storehouse in this country. Says, you go up there and you store all these things up.
Amen.
See, and I seen coming in there carrots, potatoes, and vegetables.
Hey,
and I said, and that'll be meat in due season.
Amen.
And they'll eat that and they'll start getting out of that canoe and get in a power boat.
They'll
start doing some doctrine and find out how you get the token. Yes. And then they'll get this power boat and then they can come to me.
Amen.
I'll do it, I'll see, Lord. Demonstration of the Spirit.
Amen.
After a short, listen, page 383, 381 of the Church Age book, I believe it is, said after a short and powerful demonstration of that steamboat power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This little hunted, persecuted bride shoots them rapids and goes to be with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
She can't do it in no canoe.
No.
She's got to have power. He shall receive power. After that, the tokens come upon you.
Amen.
Oh, but they say, I'm rich. I'm filthy. But you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. You better take my provided way. I said, come out of there. Come out of there by the gospel trumpet. Go free. When the gospel trumpet sounded back there in Leviticus, we found out that you was a prisoner to the denominational creed. But the prophet of God come along and blow the trumpet. Blow the gospel trumpet.
Amen.
What was it? It meant back there that they could go back home.
Hallelujah.
Home.
Praise
Pentecost.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power of God in signs and wonders of
earth.
When we heard the gospel trumpet, then we could go back home.
Hey.
But so I said, oh, I don't want that power of prayer. Just go ahead and bore my ears.
Oh,
how many say amen? I don't want no hole in my ear, brother.
Amen.
I want to go back
amen.
Home. Brother.
Amen.
I'll go carry me back home to the same high God that they had on the day of
Pentecost.
That's where I belong. I was born to be a devil destroyer.
Amen.
By hearing was the Son of God made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Brother, we heard the, gospel from you.
Amen.
Let's go back home and get
amen.
Let's get this parable. All right. You're rich and increased with goods, Jesus said, huh? Said, you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked. Said, don't you know that you couldn't receive the token until after you received sound doctrine?
Amen.
Said, ever, listen to the scripture. Said, every son that I receive, said, I chastise. I instruct him in doctrine. Then line upon line, precept upon precept. Then they'll get sound religion. Then they'll get the token, prophesying, doing all them great things.
Amen.
Is that right? You say that you got the token. I didn't say. Many today, then close. Many today are trying to rest in the denominational experience of the token.
Amen.
When the Bible teaches us that first God's provided way is first the time of the promise.
Oh my.
Moses, Moses, Moses. Oh Lord, is that you? Moses. I've heard the cry of the people. That first God's provided way is first the time of the promise.
Oh, my.
Moses, Moses, Moses. Oh, Lord, is that you? Moses. I've heard the cry of the people. The time of the promise of the token is go now. 2,000 years has gone by, Moses. They've been out of the promised land all this year, Moses. They haven't been eaten of the great promises of thy promise, my little bride. And Moses, the time of the promises drew nigh, and I'm sending you now to the living.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hey, come, Moses, Malachi 4:5. Come down in his denomination, said children. Come back home.
Yeah,
come back home to your promised land, honey. God's got the power of God for you. God's got signs and wonders and miracles for you. Come home. It's supper time.
Amen.
Come home. It's supper time. You heard that song? Oh, them little eagles begin to flap her wings, and out of there we come. We follow the prophets on the wings of the healing.
Amen.
He shall, son of righteousness, shall arise with healing in his wings.
Amen.
Oh, brother, that gift of healing rose with them two wings. The eagle begin to flap around the country, and out of there we come when we see the evidence of the new land. We come out of there, brother. Hallelujah. Come up out of them denominations. Brought us up there to Indiana, Mount Sinai, and thundered down off the top of that mountain with the great messages.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, but there's only a few there that said, Thy will be done, Lord, Thy will be done. Yes. Only a few endured the sound doctrine. They went up to Kadesh Barnea. God's provided way. God's provided way now. Look at it, sound doctrine. Yes. He brought them up out of Egypt and then gave them sound doctrine from Mount Sinai.
Yes.
The commandments. And all, how many say
amen?
He gave them sound doctrine. Then they got up to a place called Kadesh Barnea. And then because of them same spirits kicked down out of heaven, come down there at Kadesh Barnea and said, you know them giants are too big. You know that you'll never be able to get that Holy Ghost token. You'll never be able to manifest the power of God. All that's done over with. You can't enter over that land. You get killed if you do. And they sowed the seed of discrepancy. And only two went over into the promised land. What was God's provided way? First he sent the prophet. Then he began to instruct us with darkness. We know he had true doctrine because he identified, God identified him with a pillar of fire.
Amen.
The first thing he done for us to receive and get in our promised land, the power boat, the first thing he done, sent the prophet. Then he identified him with a pillar of fire. Now we're trying to say, well, we're already rich in the spirit. We got the token down denominations.
My.
He said, I know that you say that you got the token. But you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. You say that. He said, that ain't my provided way.
That's right.
My provided way is that, behold, Moses, Moses, the time for the promise of the token is drew nigh. The token was applied in the evening time. The no other time could the token be applied than in the evening time. Moses, I'm just saying again, sir. I want you to get it. Moses, Moses, the time for my promise is drew nigh. And I'm sending you down to deliver them out of there. Oh, my. And down out of there, down there he come, and out of there we came.
Yes. Amen.
He brought us up there and began to feed the sound doctrine. Boy, there was two there was eating. Don't you think he wasn't? The name of Joshua and Caleb. They stuck right to it. Brother, he stayed out of that mountain.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
He stayed with him right up to the Jordan. Caleb and Joshua is a type of the predestinated royal seed of Abraham's going to endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen.
And they went up there to Kadesh Barnea. Boy, they was chaffing at the bits. Joshua and Caleb, they waited on this Holy Ghost land long enough. Boy, they was ready to do battle with that devil. Don't you think
yes,
they was? Brother, they was chaffing. Ever see a horse boy you fed oats to? Man, don't you dare touch him with them spurs, man. He's going to be gone anyway. He'll leave you sitting there. Boy, he can feel it. All that power back there and them great big quarters back there. Oh, boy, you know what you're on something, boy. That's why I want to get on something, boy.
Hey. Amen.
They were chaffing at the bits. Glory to God. Ooh, they said, oh, I said, go get it. Oh, out there they went over there. Cut down that flaming grape, folded on their back, reached back in there, eating more of the juice all running down.
Oh,
they come back. They done tasted that.
Amen.
Yes. They come back, boy, they got before the church and said, here we are. Here it is. Come and eat up. They said, we want some leeks and garlics. We want an old biscuit. We want to get a biscuit. Why? We got down. Some of them come back, 10 of them come back and said, yeah, said, Joshua, we'll never even take it, man. Ooh, I went over there to see that place where I wanted, that piece of land I wanted. I see that Mark 16:15 over there. Said, but it was hemmed in with the biggest demon I ever seen. Whoa, said he had a sword that long. My, he had a head as big as a bushel basket. My, his fingers was 14 inches long. I can just see him now just pick me up like that and slam me over the knee.
Yeah.
We'll never be able to take that ring. I believe I'd let him go back in Egypt. I'd let him go back to Laodicea in church. I can't come out and press in all these things God said. It's too terrible. And all them demons. Here they come. One third of them. That was cast in the earth. Here only for himself. And all of them. Move right out over the foundation. See, that's not for this day. It's too late. It's too late now. See, the river Jordan's all swelled. You'll never get across it. See, the big wall cities, you can't cross. There's never been a man that ever crossed the Jericho walls. And they say they're so fierce they'll come out in this cave. All they did, the children, everything. And all the demons, fear. See, you can't be a believer. So he began to make excuses for it. You wax cold. They wax cold in the spirit and begin to lust for leeks and droppings. But oh, thank God.
Oh,
there come two, brother, was chapping at the bits, brother.
Yeah.
They jumped out on chair. Say, shut up, you crying. Why don't we hold the name of the
king?
Shut up, you crying.
Glory.
Said, let's go and take it right now. Let's don't wait another minute.
Amen. Let's go get this promise, brother.
Brother, God spoke about that time. By the time all that weeping and wailing was going on and nagging around, God spoke.
Amen.
He said, you know what? He said, because they wouldn't believe my prophet. My prophet told them, said, I'll give you another Pentecost.
Yes.
I'll give you the gospel comes out, you can go back home. Now, because you doubted that I give you that land, which was already yours by predestination, I disinherit you. And I ask you to write down and study this tape. Seeds will not be, shuck will not be heir with the seed. What is heir? Your inheritance.
Amen.
They was to receive their inheritance across the Jordan in the promised land of another Pentecost.
Amen. Amen.
We've been promised another Pentecost.
Amen.
We've been promised to find God.
Amen.
We've been promised that the prayer that we pray will be answered. It's our promise, and we're more than able to take the land.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. They said, I thank we already, God.
Already.
I thank we already, God. Thou sayest you have. I don't. I say that your wretched, miserable, poor, and blind naked need the token. But you won't stand sound doctrine. So I disinherit it. And I'll raise up the royal seed of Abraham. That both time element won't make no difference to Abraham. He was 100 years old and said, Sarah, keep making them booties, honey. We're going to produce the line of Jesus Christ yet.
Amen.
Sarah, keep making your booties. I can hear the sound of the wind in the boulder.
Amen.
Glory to God. Keep making the booties. Don't let time element get involved there. We're more than able to take the land.
Yes, amen.
They say that you're rich and fish and good. But Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit that knows God's provided way was first the prophet to deliver you out of bondage. The second provided way was identify the prophet with the pillar fire so that you'll know that his word is acid proof.
Amen.
He's got the seed. The plan in the bride. And you'll see that vindication of the pillar of fire, you can't deny it. And Brother Brown said, now, in third exit said, we are living by the evidence of the new land.
Amen.
What was the evidence of the new land? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today.
Amen.
That's what you live by. That's what kept you going, comforted you. Was the evidence that pretty soon, when you seen the evidence, Moses was the evidence of the new land. Speak the word ministry. And anointing was the evidence that there was a land that you was going to.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
And when we seen Malachi 4 and 5 demonstrate Hebrews 13:8, it was the evidence of the new land that we're going to.
Amen.
Joshua and Caleb said, we're more than able to get it. God promised it to it. It's ours. I don't care how high them walls is. We're more than able to take it. Brother, they went up there to that third pool ministry of the bride and just spoke the word and the wall fell 10 foot right down in the ground.
Hallelujah.
They spoke the word and the sun stood still. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's talk about that. I was preaching higher on a third pull.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But for the sake of some eagles can't eat as much as they can. I'd eat that. 818, Brother Brittany's to it. But there is something out there. I can see it moving.
Amen.
I can smell it.
Yes,
you take sheep, brother, cattle, You can feed them pastor all day. You want to feed them the word all the time. But if they ever get a whiff of that water, they smell it. You got a stampede on your hands.
Praise the Lord.
How many smell the water?
Oh,
I smell it.
Amen.
I believe we're more than able to take it.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said in closing now, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Praise
for theirs is the token.
Yes. Amen.
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 Fear not, little flock. Broad is the way that leadeth destruction, and many go in there because of seducing spirit.
Yeah.
But fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the token.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. It's the Father's pleasure to give you the token. Because you endured sound doctrine. You took the pain of it. You endured all the persecution and the offending from the brothers.
Amen.
You said, no, 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 brother, no. You see, you got it. You say that when did you get the token? I heard it. Well, I was down in the Church of God there. I was called the minister. I was sitting down. I got over here and I was praising the Lord and said, oh, I just spoke in tongues. And,
well,
you got their hearts before the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. You're resting in the denominational experience instead of looking at God's Word.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, you can speak in tongues and have your body, give your body be burned, but if you don't have the token, you ain't going.
Amen.
Amen.
And it only comes by heeding sound doctrine.
That's
100%
right.
Obedience to the word of message of Malachi 4 and 5.
Amen.
Let me quote this scripture. I think it's over Ephesians 1:13. Brother Ray knows it by heart, and I'll miss a few words, but I'll try to get it. It said, in whom also ye trusted, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Moses, the time of the promises drew nigh. After that you believed, Moses trusted the Malachi 4 message.
Amen.
That's Ephesians 1:13 right now. After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
After you heard the word of truth, the gospel trumpet, the Malachi 4 and 5,
Amen.
You saw the evidence of the new land, the identification of the pillar of fire, his picture and everything hanging to work
with.
Then you crossed over and went into the temple.
Yes. Amen.
After that you believed. How many believe?
Amen.
God gives a token to them that obey.
Thank you.
Amen.
God gives a token to them that obey.
Praise
blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is a token.
Amen.
And Jesus could have just as well said this to Peter, and I'm closing now. Hold it. Peter, blessed are you. That's the same words he said in Matthew 5. Blessed are you. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after the token, for they shall be filled.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the token.
Amen.
Now he had to provide a way for the token to come.
Amen.
So he brought sound doctrine. Eat my flesh, message, and drink my blood, and I'll see you with a token.
Amen.
Amen. He had to make a way for it. So he provided a way through Moses. He identified Moses by the pillar of fire. Then they crossed the Jordan and got the token. What did it do? Greater works than Moses did.
Amen. Amen.
Well, they went over and even stopped the sun.
That's right.
Brother Brown said, the things you see now is only going to be amateur.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen.
Oh, but said, fear not. Blessed are you now. Blessed are you. Hungering and thirsting after the token. You've seen the evidence of it. You've seen that demonstrated the power of God. You've seen it discern the secrets of the heart. You see, he said, thus said the Lord, never fail. Brother Brown said, days the Lord wrote his pen out and said, the bride will have thus said the Lord. You've seen that. And you're hungry for it and you're thirsting after it.
Amen.
That's the bride. That's the wise virgin.
Yes. Good. I want it, Lord. I'm thirsty.
Yes.
I got to have it.
Amen.
I got to have it or die.
Amen.
Give me the token or die.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right. They got it. And then my others over there in Revelation said, we already got it. We're sealed. And then they come to the bride and say, we're wrong. We can't demonstrate what you're demonstrating.
Amen.
These signs don't follow us. The works of Jesus Christ we can't do. Tell us how to get the token. It's too late now. See, it comes word upon word, line upon line. We spent months and months at learning these things and eating them and hungering for them. I'm sorry. You just can't get it. It's too late.
Amen.
Oh, we mean we missed it.
Yeah, you're cast out there and weeping and wailing and gnashing teeth because
Amen.
Of this. But the wise shall understand.
Daniel said,
Many shall run to and fro, but the wise shall understand. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wise shall understand.
These are great exploits in other places.
Amen.
They that know their God wise, it shall be great exploits. And the wise virgins realize that she ain't going to rest in some denominational experiences. She knows first it's the prophet, second is the pillar of fire, and the third thing that comes is the token. Token didn't come first like everybody's putting it out today. It comes last.
Amen.
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 But blessed are what we still comes again. Praise. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the token.
Amen.
Fear not, little flock. I'm going to give it to you. You just take it line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little bit and there a little bit, and then you're going to get stammering lips. Then you're going to get a new tongue. The old men will dream dreams, and the young men will see visions. Add all my handmaidens, I'm going to pour my cup in the last days, in the evening time.
Amen.
When the S-O-O-N shines in the evening time, up on the predestinated seed, the royal seed of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
That light, let there be a bride. The light begin to shine.
Amen.
Up it comes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. How many feels that light?
This morning, yes.
Shining Amen. Upon you. Let there be a bride. Speak, little bride.
Great.
You love it?
Amen.
I really wasn't going to preach on that. All these notes here. One day I'm going to learn better to make all the notes and stay up half the night.
That's
right. Read and get up here. Save me time. How many love him? You love him this morning?
Yes, amen.
You want sound doctrine?
Yes, amen.
I'll be with all my heart. We preach the sound doctrine.
Amen.
Amen.
We can't rest on some denominational experience. If our denominational experience is not producing what they had on the day of Pentecost, then let's say, Lord, I'm poor in spirit.
Yes.
I'm poor.
Amen.
And that little man stood in the temple, beat his breast, said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Amen.
What's a sinner? Sin is unbelief.
Amen.
Lord, be merciful to my unbelief.
Yes.
Put that power upon me and seal me, Lord. You know what a seal is? Seal is? See, you write a letter. You get a nice clean piece of paper, you write a letter. Seal after you finish it. Seal means he's finished with you.
Yes.
He sealed you, filled you, sealed you, puts fire underneath you, boy, and you're gone.
Hey.
You're a finished product. You're a living tabernacle of Jesus Christ, showing forth the same signs and wonders.
Amen.
Oh, I thank the Lord Jesus for Michelangelo that's calling this out.
Oh, yes.
Act out, little bride. She's going to speak pretty soon. Children, I don't believe we have much time.
No.
I'm afraid don't let us be like, let's press it, because I believe surely something's got to happen. It can't go on. Why? Oh my, this is hungry for God. This is hungry for God. This and sees the revelation. This is seeing it. Something's got to take place.
Hey. Oh.
Let's bow our heads while Sister Priscilla plays. I love her. You know, a bride, a virgin, has sacred virtues. You've got to keep her body pure. And you and I must, above all things, if we're to catch this great promise, we've got to keep ourselves pure. And that is, God has given and trusted. Brother Branham says, as a woman is entrusted with these virtues on choosing a bride for Jesus. Said, the bride has been entrusted with these virtues. She must keep these virtues to be true. Just keep the word and prayer. Prayer and keeping the word is the virtues we keep. Are you hungering and thirsting after righteousness, Jesus Christ? Let's see your hands, if you are. Let me pray for you. Dear Father God, you see every pain. Lord, our poor preaching and just broken up and tore out and shoved out here and there. But Lord, somehow you set it up that way. God, you take little ignoramuses, Lord, and they say things that don't even educated at all. But somehow, Lord, you get in those words and they become surreal and cause us to cry and shout, holler, amen.
Yes.
We thank you set it up that way, Father. And Lord Jesus, We're hungering and thirsting after it. We know that the spirit of the hour is. I'm filled with the spirit and don't have need for nothing. I'm ready for the rapture. Lord, I feel like we're wretched and miserable.
Yeah.
Lord, unless we get that power that they had on the day of Pentecost, we're miserable. But Father God, we thank you for what joy we have in our heart because of stimulation and revelation. We thank you, Jesus, for each one that's catching on. And we know, Lord, that soon everybody will have to come the way of the Word. We thank you, Father, you put it in our hearts to hunger and thirst after you. Bless every uplifted hand. I've kept them a long time, Lord. They're so faithful. Come and hear me preach. I thank you for each one of these, for this little group, for what it means for people to come by. God, how we pray that soon the pillar of fire will come in and do that great thing that you promised this hour. Lord, even as you spoke to Moses, I believe you spoke to another Moses. The angel Lord told Brother Branham up in Greensville, you have the spirit of Moses, Elijah, and Christ upon you. I believe he was our Moses, Father, for this day. And I believe that you sent Moses when the time of the promise drew nigh. We thank you, Lord God, that the time of the promise of the token is drew nigh to be poured out upon your predestinated royal seed of Abraham to stay faithful to your word. Now, Lord Jesus, we commit these things unto thee as we said, knowing I'll have to give account for them one day at the judgment. Dear God, help me forever fear you. Walk softly before you.
Yes.
To be humbled and humble and reverent, Lord. Help us, Lord. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Bowed and our eyes closed, I'd like to ask Brother Bruce to dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we know it's only your grace, your choosing, your calling that we have been gathered together even this day, having ears to hear and eyes to see and understand thy word, which is truth, that endureth forever. Lord God, we do believe and trust that this word has fallen upon good ground, and that, Lord, it shall truly spring forth by the revelation of it, Lord, causing us, Lord, to grow more up unto that perfect stature of a perfect man. Lord, we do thank you for the faithfulness of our brother and that the liberty you gave him, Lord, even to speak this truth this day, that though we know we shall be set free. Lord God, we now believe that your grace, mercy, and peace shall go with us and keep us, Lord, for your own honor and glory, and bring us back again, Lord, by your grace, that we might receive the promise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.